You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. We are talking family office and wealth management with Tom Handler. Tom is the name partner in Handler Thayer up in Chicago. They got all kinds of cool clients that they can't talk about, but we know they're really big and important. Tom, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim.
Now, we were talking, we set the table in the first segment about what is a family office and the different types. Let's talk a little bit about your outlook that you've got coming up here. You guys are going to issue your 2015 family office outlook in a couple of weeks. Let's make a little news and talk about it now.
Sure. Well, let's talk about some of the highlights of what we see. One of the obvious trends, and Florida has been a big beneficiary of this, is that taxpayer flight has been increasing globally, really at unprecedented levels. And the movement has been families, people, and bodies. It's been capital and family holding companies and investment partnerships, as well as businesses. And they have basically fled the high-tax jurisdictions, which include states and countries and territories, in favor of better jurisdictions for that purpose. The point here, I suppose, is that, you know, many taxpayers try to limit their solutions to the state that they live in, and that is a horribly misguided notion. And in effect, it is prudent to cherry-pick a jurisdiction and use it for what it does well. And so for hundreds of years, people have been using Delaware corporations because they've got a very fluid law, a very cost-efficient, streamlined, and it's a good jurisdiction to operate a business, even if your company is located in the other, you know, the other 49 states. Flight was so dramatic out of the country last year. In 2013, 2,999 Americans left the country in 1 year. And to give you a sense of how dramatic that is, in the 12 years of the Bush-Reagan administration, 13 people left in 12 years, and there was no exit tax.
Wow.
So now you pay an exit tax of about half, and 2,999 left in 2013. And I think the number for 2014, I just saw it, I want to say it's like 4,000. It's over 4,000. It's just it's the biggest number in the history of the United States. Really, really shocking. And in terms of states, the biggest loser of businesses, capital, and people have been, not surprisingly, the bankrupt, corrupt, and high-tax states. So Connecticut, New York, New Jersey, California, Illinois have had massive outflows, and Illinois actually may be the winner in that regard. I think we've lost, you know, 10,000 businesses and over a million people net-net in the last 10 years, and we now have a new governor, you know, trying to fix it, so it's been problematic, and those people have gone to, you know, Texas, Nevada, Florida, Wyoming, you know, jurisdictions that tend to have better budgets, lower taxation, and then perhaps better laws in some cases. So it's been a really huge trend. The same thing is true of countries. France moved their tax rate up to 74%, even though we actually pay higher tax here, effective tax, even though our rates are lower, and people started leaving in droves. Prominent actors, celebrities, families just took off. And the same thing has happened with portfolios. There are different strategies where you can literally take an investment portfolio and move it to another jurisdiction or start it in another jurisdiction so that it never does get taxed in your home state, where, you know, you could have a 13.3% tax in California. And there's plenty of taxes with 8, 9, 10% rates. So there's a lot of motivation for taxpayers to do this. And much like the book Atlas Shrugged, you know, at the end of the day, you keep picking on people who are working hard and making it happen and risking capital, and they simply pick up, take their marbles and leave, and that's exactly what we've been seeing.
Wow. Well, what's another trend? I mean, that one is we see that one building our wealth here in Miami as people flee, I guess, here. They come here for security.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, along the same line, our sense is that despite the economic meltdown and the resulting Great Recession or Depression, depending on how you want to classify it, even with the hits that people took, and we had many individual clients go bankrupt, we watched three of the top 10 home builders in the country go personally bankrupt, all that were our clients. Mm. We had a $700 million family go personally bankrupt in a fairly short period of time. And despite the distress in the marketplace and all the foreclosures, the business bankruptcies, the personal bankruptcies, our sense is that individual investors, businesses, and family offices in particular do not fully appreciate the risks to which they're subject, even though at this point liquidity risk should be forefront of everybody's mind in view of what just happened. Nevertheless, there's an inadequate appreciation of those risks and the steps that you take to ameliorate them, which include legal structures, premarital planning, asset protection, insurances, and even conduct protocols to try not to get sued. And that's what it takes to be successful and live to fight another day. So it's been a very interesting development that even despite what we've just seen, people are really not taking the necessary steps that they should to protect themselves.
How can that even be? I got to believe that everybody talks to each other. And I bet that some of the steps are really easy. What are some of the other things that you're seeing as trends for 2015? We've only got a couple more minutes.
Well, one of the big trends that's really picked up steam, and it's been an ongoing trend, is that U.S. and European family offices in particular are increasingly seeking out and participating in direct investments, particularly in real estate and private equity. And these trends we expect to continue and escalate going forward. And that's very interesting in that these investors and family offices are trying to circumnavigate the system, cut out the investment bankers and the middlemen, and connect through various means with families that are operating a commercial building or an industrial complex or running a manufacturing company or controlling the railway. And they will come in and say, well, we want to invest with you on a pari passu basis on similar terms, and we'll stay in the deal as long as you stay in the deal or as long as you welcome us in the deal. And they do that with more efficient cost structure, lower fees, and, of course, they're not paying commissions or underwriting fees to advisors. And so that's of great value, assuming that you can find the appropriate partners.
Well, listen, that's, you outed me because that's what I've been doing with our firm for 25, 30 years, being the director of investments for our family office, if you will. And I go out all the time and do what I call make dates with the operating partners because it's not easy. The family has a personality, the partner has a personality, and you need to work through all those individual issues in a very quiet and secretive way.
Absolutely. And I think to the extent that you've been doing it that long, you should now be skiing behind the aircraft carrier. It's not easy, but all the trends are moving in that direction. And although it's now primarily Europe and North America, I think South America and Asia will be not far behind.
Yeah, it is. We've only got a couple minutes left. It is. The biggest difficulty we have is finding good transactions with good people. I mean, you can have a good deal, but a bad person can spoil it. So we do a lot of upfront due diligence on the people. Tom, we talked about you being in Chicago, but you have offices in other places. I'd like you to just tell, we've got about a minute left, how people can find you, learn about your other points in your outlook, and really protect themselves with the solutions you guys offer.
Thank you, Jim. Well, first off, my firm, Handler Thayer, has a website, and a lot of our publications are available on the website, and we also list our speaking engagements. And so for presentation that we've given, we'll make the PowerPoints available, or if there's memos or articles that are of interest, we'll provide those to people if they just send us an email. But the family office outlook for 2015, as soon as it is released and published, and again, that's within a week to 10 days, that will be available on our website as well. So people can simply download it and have the full text of our findings. We have an office in Washington, D.C. and in Boca Raton, and our clients are nationwide and worldwide for that matter. But we try to post things that we think will be of value on the website, and then people can track it down there.
Well, Tom, thanks so much for being part of the show. I'm going to have to say it this way on a regular basis now. Thanks for sending us Andrew Morton, obviously a smarter, more personable guy than you. And
get one of them all.
And I look forward to seeing you next week at the UF conference. We'll be broadcasting live. Maybe you can pick up a couple of more pointers and give us those at the conference. But looking forward to it as always. Thanks, Tom Thayer. Listen to me. Tom Handler from Handler Thayer. I need to go get some more Diet Coke. We'll be right back after this short break. Thanks again, Tom.